Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my name is Dahlia. It's not Idalia. But this massive hurricane, Idalia or Idalia, is targeting Florida coast, a lot of family in Tampa, near Clearwater. And it is putting 20 million residents at risk. This storm is expected to bring 100-mile-per-hour winds and 11-foot sea surges. Apparently, it is set to hit Tampa on Wednesday. It is, I believe, right now a Category 3. Residents in Citrus County, Pasco County, Hernando County have been told to leave their homes as part of the ongoing evacuation while storm surge and hurricane watches were issued across 11 counties. New satellite footage, according to Daily Mail, shows lightning in the middle of the storm, which has grown to Category 3. And Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie said people should know their exit routes, make their plans to evacuate now rather than when it's too late. It is now time for you to do your job and get your family ready to go. So they say tie down your belongings, make sure your electric cars, batteries, and phones are charged as well as their gas tanks filled before Storm Idalia hits Wednesday. They also say, why don't you download your TV shows and movies? Now, of course, President Biden has called Governor Ron DeSantis to offer support. 5,500 National Guards members are on standby to help. Schools are closing, and they're starting to shutter. And this was something that we kind of knew was going to happen, just because the Gulf is ripe for brewing a storm with its warm waters and the way the winds are. And I know we have an El Nino year. El Nino is supposed to provide less severe storm conditions, but we still did have predicted storms. So even though this hurricane season was supposed to be slightly below average, researchers expect 13 named storms, which is below the 14.4 mean, six hurricanes, two of which classified as major. So hurricane season started June 1st. It runs until November 30th, but peak hurricane season is August to September. September is actually the most active month. And we recognize hurricanes by their wind speed using the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. So 74-mile-per-hour winds already brings you to Hurricane 1 levels. 96-mile-per-hour winds, Category 2. 111-mile-an-hour winds, Category 3. 130-mile-per-hour winds, Category 4. 157-mile-per-hour winds, Category 5. You could have devastating damage from at least a Category 3. Catastrophic damage from 4 and 5. So in any given year, usually we see about 12 to 14 named storms, six becoming hurricanes, three major, meaning Category 3 or above. So, yeah, this is so far being a little below average, but we think, sadly, things can pick up. Hurricane Katrina in 2005 was at one point a Category 5 when it hit landfall. By the time it made landfall, it was a Category 3. So when people say, yeah, hurricane hit us at a 5, it actually was a 3 and still caused 1,800 people to die, $108 billion in damage. The deadliest hurricane ever to hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900. 10,000 people died. Now, of course, it was a huge hurricane. I don't know exactly what level it was, but keep in mind they also didn't have the warnings. If you go to Galveston, I've been to Galveston, Texas. It was interesting because the beach was empty. I expected to see more people on the beach. Really wasn't that active. It was kind of a quiet area. And I don't know, I was there a few months ago for a wedding. So we had to go to Houston, so we drove down to Galveston to check it out. I mean, I'm sure usually the beach is more active, but I think they have the beach closed, maybe because there was supposed to be some weather coming. But, you know, we saw relics that had, and, you know, what some of the damage had occurred back in 1900, and it was fascinating to, they historically report how bad it was. And Galveston is just in that area where, sadly, it could be ripe for hurricanes. So with the La Nina and El Nino is an ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. It causes wind shear and Atlantic equatorial region, which is linked to lower than active hurricane seasons. La Nina is the opposite. Below average sea surface temperatures extending from the western to east central Pacific, La Nina years forecast a more seasoned hurricane, more serious hurricane season. So warmer temperatures in the Atlantic and the Caribbean and monsoon activity in Africa could increase hurricane activity. And we might see that more during La Nina. So El Nino usually offers some protection, but you could still have it. So the Hurricane Dahlia, we are already at 9. We had Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Dawn, Emily, Franklin, Gert, Harold, and Dahlia. Now, we still have room to go. We got Jose, Katia, Lee, Margot, Nigel, Ophelia, Philippe, Rena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, and Whitney. When the 21 names become exhausted, they have extra names. So their extra names are Aunt Adria, Braylon, Caridad, Deshaun, Emery, Forrester, Gemma, Heath, Isla, Jacobus, Kenzie, Lucio, Michaela, Nolan, Orlando, Pax, Ronan, Sophie, Tyshawn, Viviana, Will. If you notice, what they do is they alternate male-female names. I wonder if they're going to change that. Now that the world is becoming gender neutral and they're trying not to name one from the other, they just didn't want a storm always being female or always being a male. So what they do is they alternate it so nobody could say, oh, you made it look like a woman or you made it look like a man. Well, now that somebody named Kenzie could be male or female these days, then I'm wondering if they're going to change how they do the names. Of course, in the Pacific, Adrian, Beatrice, Calvin, Dora. Dora was the one that caused a lot of that damage that put Maui at risk for wildfires. Eugene, Fernanda, Greg, and then Hillary. So Hillary is the one that just hit Nevada. So we're still have a ways to go, but I'm not liking how we're already going through some of the names. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to see a lot of anxiety when it comes to getting your food to your house and using these DoorDashes, Uber Eats. I haven't. I've had pizza delivery, you know, and I'll tip them cash when they get there so I know they're getting the tip. But what I'm hearing and reading about a lot of the drama that's happening with tips and how people are cussing at you, even if on camera, about how crappy your tip is, even if your tip is 20%, starts to make you a little nervous, because I don't need to make any more enemies, especially if I'm thinking I'm making a good tip. So there's a very interesting Reddit called No Tip, No Trip. Somebody started saying, make this your policy as a driver. I don't care if it's 1 mile solo or batched. You can tell which ones have no tip. Stop accepting them. Tip is you bidding for a driver to bring you your order. It's not the driver's fault if your order shows up an hour later cold. It's because you didn't tip enough for a trip. If by some means you do get your order cold, be grateful you even got your food, they write, because it should have just been left at the restaurant. No tip, no trip. Now, you know, I worked in the service industry. And when I was a waitress, and I was maybe averaging $1 to $2 an hour, which was horrible. Thank God there were, tips that I could live on. And these tips were fantastic. I love tip jobs. In fact, after Obamacare, I told my husband when we weren't bringing in any money because insurance company said, sorry, patient has a deductible, so we're not paying you. Bill the patient, and the patients were paying because the recession was going into the 2014, 15, 16. I'm like, I need to start waiting tables. I have got to start bringing in money. And when I waited tables, I was at cash. It was amazing. And I really appreciated when people tipped. Did people tip 20%? No. At the time, 10%, 15%, and I was good. Now, but you rarely got 20% tips. Now, though, going rate is 20% with COVID, 25, 30. I've tipped 50% sometimes because I want to help them out. The problem we have is food is very, very expensive. And what we are paying for isn't, we're not getting our value. I went to a beautiful restaurant this weekend. I don't want to say it was overpriced, but I don't know, again, if the amount of food, I don't know if the value was there. Now, for 2023 and the ridiculous prices, somebody would say, well, it's a pretty good value compared to others. But when we left there, we were like, I can't believe we just spent that much on dinner. You know, and it was nice, but I could have done so much more with the money that I spent. You know, and they were busy, so food came late. We still tipped well. We still tipped really well, but, that was a lot of money. So now that we have these Ubers and DoorDashes and things like that, you know, you have a way where you could get your IHOP pancakes to your house. You could get your McDonald's to your house. It is a fantastic service. But what I think we're realizing is you need to pay for that service. I mean, if you were wealthy in the olden days, you could have somebody go and, you know, pick up your McDonald's for you. You'd hand them a 20. Is the average person tipping 20 for this? No, they're ordering McDonald's to save money. But they can't leave the house because they have kids. So they're using somebody else. That person's using their car. That person is using their gas. They're using their time. How much is that worth? Well, when you have a society going, look, I'm already spending delivery charge. I'm already spending extra fees. And you want to have me on top of that, tip you an extra $5, and if I even do tip you $5 for a Happy Meal, you're going to complain that it was only $5. That I wonder where this is going to go. Somebody wrote on this Reddit, as a new driver, I got fooled by the batched no tip today. He said it was literally a plaza with a new place and never been before. Pops up as $9 for 4.5 miles. Base pay was $2 at the time. I'm thinking good enough for me. As soon as I accepted, he said, I see I'm picking up two orders. He said, okay, no biggie. First stop was 2 miles away. Okay, no biggie. Drive the 2 miles, drop it off. And that's when I realized it was no tip. The app that has me drive back past the restaurant, I picked up the food for the tipped stop. So he starts cussing. And they said that basically they took advantage and gave him a good tip but snuck a crappy order with no tip. Now, see, I want to apologize to everybody. If I've ever ordered pizza, I don't put the tip on the computer because I don't want your manager getting the money. I want to pay you cash when I see you. But I think things are changing now. They're going to read that as you're not tipping. And I think they want to see the tip first. And, you know, if you've ever watched Below Deck, you'll see people get a $12,000 tip, $15,000 tip, and complain that it's a crappy tip. So you're adding, you know, for a small pizza, you know, $5, $10 tip, and they don't like it. What are they going to do to your food? So there is this anxiety. You know, I do not want government to get involved for the love of the Lord. You know, it sounds like the drivers are already kind of training people on where to go with this. But I have to admit, I don't DoorDash or Uber Eats because I don't know how they'll perceive a tip of 20%. And if they think that tip is not good enough, are they going to eat my food? I had a patient call in saying, I think somebody poisoned my food. Like, what happened? He said the package looked open. I think they went into my food. And I go, did you contact the restaurant? Do you want to, you know, contact authorities? Do you want to get it tested? You know? And I told him, contact the restaurant. If the restaurant said it was completely wrapped up, airtight, so that you could tell if the package was ripped open, for the love of God, don't eat it. But, you know, I know people who DoorDash. They're amazing people. I would totally trust them driving with food. But when you hear these stories and you see people cussing, you know, they get really, really mad when they have to take, you know, a couple. I don't want people mad. I also don't want them coming to the house if they're mad. You know, I would like to get some sort of clarity because for some reason COVID has kind of changed the way we do things. And I get really mad when a restaurant charges extra and then you have extra fees. I told you guys to check your receipts all the time. I know it doesn't look cool. You want to look cool. And, you know, I've stopped doing that because I don't want to look like I'm penny pinching. But sometimes the tip is there. Sometimes they'll add extra money for the kitchen staff. And I like the kitchen staff, trust me. I mean, I think the kitchen staff deserve tips and all that, but how much what is the restaurant paying? If the restaurant increased their salad and the salad is now $21.95, I am assuming they raise that price because they're going to pay their kitchen more. But then when you also see a kitchen fee and a COVID fee and a management appreciation fee and a recycling fee, you're like, what the hell is this? I told you with college, you know, one of my kids is still in school, and there's an extra few $100 every semester for online classes. Nobody wants to do online classes anymore. We want in person. Why are we paying for that? Tuition went up, and we're spending an extra few hundred per semester for, you know, this nickel and diming is getting ridiculous. And, yeah, the drivers are getting hurt. I was speaking to a cocktail waitress yesterday, and, you know, I used to bartend and stuff, and I said, I really feel bad because when I see Vegas raise the price of drinks to, like, $20 a drink, you guys lose your tip. You know, yeah, it's supposed to, you know, you would think it would help raise the tip because of the price, but people are like, I just spent what? Yeah, I mean, you used to actually sometimes tip more than the drink to help out the staff and all that. Now they're like, you know what? I just gave the company too much money. So, you know, make sure your food isn't touched. But if you are a DoorDash driver or whatever, I feel you. I get you. It's not easy out there. 1-877-DOT-DELI. Don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia getting stronger as it moves towards the Florida coast. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. Trump's legal team is requested to postpone the trial. The Justice Department pushing back on that, arguing it would deny the public its right to a speedy trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris set to meet with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington. Meanwhile, Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters calling the racist manifesto linked to this weekend's mass shooting the diary of a madman. Employees at the Chicago Reserve Roastery in downtown Chicago rejecting union membership. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer today. So I'm sure many of you have heard that there were a couple cases of reported Legionella bacteria that were found in a couple hotels in Las Vegas. This is something that plagues the hotel industry in the U.S. because Legionella bacteria is found naturally in lakes and streams, so it can grow and flourish in water systems. It'll lurk in our plumbing, our air conditioning, our hot tubs, even our windshield wiper fluid, which is why you got to clean that out. So any sort of standing water is dangerous. It's dangerous for mosquitoes. It's dangerous for bacteria and growth. So you got to make sure your water system or your windshield wiper fluid or whatever is always flowing. That's why with your blood, it's always pumping. You always need the pump going. If your blood doesn't get pumped, that goes bad very quickly. It starts to solidify, coalesce. It's not good. So you always need flow. Can't have stagnation. People get exposed to Legionella when they breathe it in, like with shower and mist and hot tubs. Also, you could, let's say you drank water from a faucet, but you accidentally swallowed down the wrong tube and aspirated it, you could get Legionella into the lungs that way. It can cause pneumonia, cough, fever, headaches, shortness of breath, muscle aches. Pontiac fever is a milder form, could come on sooner, but you could get Legionnaire's disease or Legionella pneumonia up to 2 weeks after being exposed. Most of the people at risk are those who are immunocompromised, smokers, former smokers. Children can even become affected, but usually it's more adults. But the disease is deadly for 1 in 10 people who get it. Now, we could treat it. We have antibiotics to treat it. But we need to prevent it. And so with these hotels, you know, one concern I have if we start hearing of more Legionella cases, which is tricky because, you know, you have cough, shortness of breath, fever, muscle aches. How do you know that's not COVID? How do you know that's not flu or another type of pneumonia? Well, we could test it. There's urine tests, there's sputum tests. We could test, you know, and decide if you have it. But Legionella really likes water systems. And so you hotel needs to be very diligent with their pipes. If there's a hotel room that hasn't been used, they need to be running the pipes. They also have to keep the temperature correct. So Legionella will die at temperatures over 158 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you don't have to keep your water in that range forever because you don't want to burn people when they, you know, when they use the shower. 122 degrees could kill most Legionella. You know, in terms of cold water, we also don't want it below, I believe, 60 degrees. 60 degrees. It likes to live between 60 and 100. But I would recommend if you have a hotel, you make sure you are very diligent with the cleaning, the making sure that any rooms that haven't been used have at least the showers been run. You don't want to stand in there when the shower is being run. If you are a patron of the hotel and you're in a new hotel, run the water for about 5-10 minutes, but get the hell out of that shower, get the hell out of that area. Try to ventilate the room, which is kind of hard because in Vegas we don't have windows to stop suicidal, you know, jumping and things like that. But understand that pipes need to be flushed. So if you, let's say, go away, if you're a snowbird and you go away for the summer because it's too hot, or you go away for the winter and you have a place, like a lot of people are going to be coming down to Phoenix in November, right, to get away from the snow and to enjoy the nice weather that Phoenix offers or Vegas offers. Well, if you have a place that hasn't been lived in, you better run those pipes. And so like with hot tubs, it's very easy to get Legionella from hot tubs. You're sitting there, it's bubbling, there's a lot of mist. I love hot tubs, but you got to make sure that it's being cleaned. The problem is it, sometimes you can't heat the water enough to kill it off that will allow your chlorine to work. So usually hot tub water has to be cleaned out, has to be drained. You got to clean out the hot tub. So those are some things with that. So we'll keep you posted. When people say, oh, is it safe to travel to Vegas? Absolutely it is. You know, and again, it's because it's a very highly trafficked. You have, you know, still multiple workers that do love coming to work, and they, you know, they clean really well. I know many individuals in the hospitality industry, and I do feel safe. I do staycations all the time. But if you are at least a little nervous, go ahead and run the water, you know, for a few minutes before you go into the bathroom. You could also put a bag around the shower head so you don't have that much spray. So it just kind of drops down as opposed to making a whole bunch of mist. You could run the water on cold for a few minutes and then turn it to super hot. I know a lot of hotels, people say there's no hot water anymore in these hotels. I don't know if they're saving on power. I don't know if it's because there's so many people using it. But I like running it hot so it kills, you know, some of the things and gets rid of it. But the problem is you're breathing in the mist. With Legionella. And I know there's a lot of things to worry about out there. I don't want people panicking, you know, every time they use a shower. But My worry is, with the labor shortage, how much slipshod stuff could be done? You know, and if you, let's say, have, you know how we'll have some hospitals where they'll say no beds. You're like, what are you talking about? It looks like you have floors that aren't being used. Well, if they don't have staff, there's no beds. They aren't using those beds. But if those beds hadn't been used for a while and nobody's been using the bathroom or the shower in that bathroom, then those are pipes that need to be run. They also have to have good filtering systems, and they have to have good water treatments. So it just, you know, they have to be very diligent. And water and pipes, you know, plumbers are nodding their head. They're like, yeah, you wouldn't believe what could be lurking in those. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But the average, you know, person might not be thinking about that, and they need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now a lot of people are freaked out about eating red meat and this red meat allergy. The Virginia Department of Health and the CDC have issued a warning of this alpha-gal syndrome. Alpha-gal syndrome is a meat allergy that is contracted through tick bites. Can be life-threatening, causes hives, angioedema, upset stomach, diarrhea, stuffy nose, sneezing, headaches. It could drop your blood pressure. And it apparently is spread by a tick bite known as the Lone Star tick. It is prevalent in Virginia. According to WSET and Fox News, Julia Murphy, a state public health veterinarian with the Virginia Department of Public Health, says we do have a lot of Lone Star ticks here in Virginia, so we think that's driving a lot of what we are seeing in Virginia when it comes to alpha-gal. And the tick usually needs to remain attached for hours because it is transmitted through the tick's saliva. Tick carries a sugar molecule called alpha-gal in its saliva. It injects it into the body when it bites it, and it releases a anesthetic so that you don't know the tick is on you. But it could unfortunately cause you to prompt an immune response. And so if you end up eating, let's say, a burger, and it has something that's similar to this alpha-gal carbohydrate, you can get an allergic reaction. So ticks have been pretty active. We're going to hopefully get out of tick season as we get out of the fall. But we're kind of coming into the fall right now. So always do body checks. These ticks are super small. But, you know, if at all you think you've been exposed, talk to your medical provider about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some breaking news. There is an active shooter at large at the University of North Carolina after a gunman was spotted in the chemistry block. Students and staff have been told to go inside and avoid windows. Apparently, this authorities are issuing a warning for an armed and dangerous person in the vicinity of the campus. So we're being told that the whole of University of North Carolina has gone into lockdown. They have issued a warning for an armed and dangerous person. Not sure at this time if the suspect has been apprehended. Witnesses claiming to have heard multiple shots. UNC confirming that the campus remains in lockdown as the active assailant situation continues. The alert was issued at 1 p.m. Police advising staff, faculty, and students to shelter inside until further notice. Very, very scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted if we hear anything. We get these, I get asked, when it comes to school, should a child enter kindergarten sooner or later if they're on the cusp of that? Now, I was born in June, So when I turned 5 in June, I was fine for the September school year. But you have many others who turn 5, you know, in September. And some of the schools let it go, some don't. One of my sons turned 5 end of October, so he had to wait, you know, and do the new year. So you, sometimes you have an older, you know, based on that, where they're, you know, they end up then being older or not. And I'm mixed because I don't want a child being, you know, forced to, if they're like 4 and a half, you know, be among 5 and 6 year olds just because parents want to get that child through school and save a year of their life. On the flip side, though, I also think that kids can learn a lot more than parents give them credit for. And so some parents are actively asking if their child is 5 to keep them. One mom who was a mom of twins, whose twins were premature originally, had actually kept their twins out of kindergarten at age 5, didn't think they were ready. She thought it was a great move, letting their child start school a year older. And I really think it is person dependent. But, you know, a concern I have is I don't, you know, I'm not recommending that all kids go to preschool. But I think there's a lot these kids could learn at preschool age. And, you know, they talk about, well, we need mandatory preschool. Okay, nothing should be mandatory. Well, we need free preschool. Well, you know, we have right now kindergarten at 5 years old, and then high school ends in 12th grade when you're 17, 18. And that's the way it's been for a while. I wouldn't mind us changing it up a little bit. I've already told you guys how I would change it. Let's have high school stop at age 16, and then 17 and 18 is their associate's degree or where they learn a trade. And so every child, by the time they're 18, already has either an associate's degree or their trade. And that would, kind of handle the free college. We don't have to spend a dime more if we take junior and senior year high school and do that. So I think there's a lot more these high schoolers could do than having 4 years of high school. Now, I get it. I took calculus. I took a foreign language. I get that. But a lot of these kids, they're blowing off senior year. They blow off senior year. That senior year could give them a degree. So I think we could do a lot more. And then, you know, 5. You know, starting school at 5. Can some kids handle school at 4? Can some kids handle school at 3? Well, it depends on the type of school you're doing. Now, preschool is all about coloring and all that, all right? But if you have preschool where they're actually learning letters and they're doing fun activities where they have basics, you know, and these preschools have some standards on, all right, you know, then we could tell at kindergarten where, you know, some kids have aptitude and some don't, and if they need a more structured curriculum or not. So I think you can do a lot in the preschool years. Parents always tell me, I didn't want to put my kids in preschool because the second I did, they got sick. And I know that's hard. I understand as a parent that that's frightening. My kids were very early on exposed to other people because they were exposed to animals. We had the animals. We had dogs in the house before they were born. I have a relative, and I had spoken to one of my family members about, you know, how are they with dogs and animals, you know, and allergies. Oh, they're scared of dogs because there was never a dog in the house. My kids, they came in to the house, and there was the dog. In fact, the dog, every time I had to change the baby or breastfeed or get up in the middle of the night, the dog was there. So the dog was Lieutenant Mommy. And so, I mean, my kid was like, okay, I guess, you know, I got 3 parents. I got Mom, Dad, and Sushi. And, you know, Sushi was like, okay, how long is this house guest going to be here? Because this house guest is making a lot of noise. This house guest now lives here. But we'll say what? So the dog had some adjustment issues. But so I kind of like early on these children not being in a bubble. Now, mind you, I don't want kids getting infectious disease when they don't have to. But most of the kids that get sick the first time they go to preschool or kindergarten are ones who really didn't have a lot of brothers and sisters and, didn't have a lot of babysitters. And so, and I, mind you, it's scary. You know, when your kid gets pneumonia, it's scary. When your kid gets strep, it is scary. When your kid gets the flu, it's scary. You know, but they do build up a resistance. And so I think there's a fine balance. And so, when parents say, well, you know, actually my mom did that. I have a brother who's about 16, 17 years younger. He got sick the very first day of preschool. And so my mom said, forget it, I'm done. And I'm like, but that kind of happens. You know, let him boost his immunity, get back out there. But I get it, it scares people. I understand. You have to. As a doctor, you have to understand all sides. But, I don't want kids rushed. If they're not ready, why have them in a grade where they are struggling and struggling and struggling behind everybody else? And if they don't have the maturity and they don't have the discipline to listen to a teacher and all that, they might need to be a little older. But here's the thing. If that child is 5 and not ready for kindergarten, I would put them in a preschool that's actually like a, we had EC, early child, early curriculum, I forget what it is. It was actually like a pre-kindergarten. I would then find a place such as that. Because if a child is not ready for kindergarten, there might be a learning disorder. Dyslexia, there could be a hearing disorder, there could be... And so if the child's current preschool might not be fostering the type of environment that allows that child to learn or to be able to pick up on certain things that could be affecting the child's learning aptitude, then we want to get that child into an area where you could have academicians look at them and go, okay, you know, I see why maybe they're not ready for kindergarten yet. And then we're going to work on them so when they do go to kindergarten, they can read. They understand numbers. They know how to hold a pencil. So that's what I would do. Keep the kids out. If you are keeping the kids out, make sure they have an evaluation, an academic evaluation, and put them in a place where they're still going to learn. So that when they do start kindergarten, they're getting A's. You know, and doing really well. And they have a strong performance. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.